Another week in the can for the Ellie and Taz show, and boy, the nights have been cold this week.
Getting down to 7 degrees, so it is going to be a cool night ahead. I know.
SMS stop to, I want to unsubscribe from 7, thank you very
two.
Much.
1-800 Bureau of Meteorology. It's a really long number. The cold weather has made it difficult for me because this week I've had a to-do list that's a mile long that Taz happened to stumble across.
Check mower on charge. Tick. That takes, how long did that take you? 5 seconds? Why didn't you just do it?
I wrote this at 11 o'clock on Saturday night after a very long day.
Oh, sort ski goggles. Didn't do that. That's got a big red X next to it. That took too long. How many ski goggles have you got?
But I wasn't the only one being ridiculous this week. Taz got on the hashtag Fire Guy summer trend and tried on some short shorts for the first time.
What do we think? Cheney, you're on the air. What do we think?
I don't
My eyes
have
are up
words.
Here.
Taz?
Yeah.
I actually don't look that bad. Yeah, check out our Instagram if you want to see that site. It's interesting. Hey, this week we also put a whole bunch of people on the standby list for our Bali boarding pass.
You had 10 minutes to call us, Anika, and luckily that was only 6 minutes ago. You're on the standby list.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Karen, guess what? You are on the standby list.
Yay, how exciting.
Who have we got here?
It's Keisha S.
Yeah, it is. And Mahalia Cassidy joined us to dissect the drama of the held ball call in the last Lightning game. Do you go back and watch the footage and get the stopwatch out and see, was that a 3-second held ball, or do you just try and let it go?
I'd like to say that we let it go, but we definitely got out the stopwatches in our review on Monday.
Taz proved that knowledge about space is not this radio show's strong point.
Something in the sky.
Oh, pop.
Could be UFO or everybody's favourite planet, Uranus.
Yeah. Say it properly, Tazzy.
Uranus. Kel, well, thank you so much for playing, mate.
And then we doubled down on that standpoint when we tried to figure out exactly how the winter solstice works.
So what do we think? Closest to the sun?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
I don't know.
Why are there seasons?
No,
we don't have time. So as you can see, it's been a big week. Make sure you join us again next week because we've got plenty of these. We've got a pretty big prize up for grabs. Pretty big. Pita bread.
Wow.